This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek, coming to you live from the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks, Pennsylvania, with our semi-annual American Equestrian Trade Association product preview show. And you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 30th, episode 1620. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World, and thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate you being here. We love doing this show twice a year. We get to meet with old friends and a lot of our sponsors and people who we absolutely adore in the industry, and we get to hang out with them and have a little fun too. And one of those people that I love to hang out with is Kat from Benefab. Hey, Kat.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Excited to be here.
This is your second time co-hosting, isn't it?
Yes.
Now,
from Kat, Ada.
Kat's only co-hosting for about a half an hour because she has a very important appointment at 9:30 that she's been waiting a long time for.
Yes. So, yeah, well. Sorry, folks, but be leaving early.
Yes, but we're glad you're joining us for a little while. We really appreciate you being here. And to kick it off here at Ada, we have one of our biggest and best sponsors who we absolutely love, and that's Tom from horselovers.com.
Good morning, Glenn. How are you? I'm glad to be here.
Good. I'm glad you stopped by. Now, you're a buyer, obviously, at this show.
I am.
And it is a trade show. We always explain to everybody, in case you're a new listener, that this is a trade show with wholesalers and manufacturers and retailers.
Correct. Yep.
No open to the public except those that sneak in to just buy stuff, which I may have seen a couple of our listeners yesterday that snuck in somehow. So
quite possibly, yes.
So what are you about this show? What do you see that's different, new? You've been out there buying for a couple days.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things that I saw that I really enjoyed. One is my friend from Kensington, Anthony.
Yeah.
He has a cool thing that he does every year or every other year is he does a contest and he picks a new color and he lets the listeners or the buyers or the consumers purchase it and design it. So what he came up with this year is called Lavender Mint, and it's a cool new color, and he basically designs his entire product line
Lavender
in this new
mint.
Color.
Oh,
yes.
That's neat.
It's
that's
springy,
fun.
It's colorful, and everybody should go buy and see
him. I have to admit,
him.
Though, when I see some of the colors are big this year, and they keep getting bigger every year.
Correct. You see it in the britches, you see it in the blankets, you see it in a lot of different products that consumers are interested in buying. So
yeah. Weatherbeed is coming out with penguin blankets in the fall. They have penguins all over it.
Yeah, lots of patterns. Huh?
Yeah.
And rhinestones.
Lots of rhinestones. And for the spring, a lot of people are doing bumblebees for fly sheets and things like that, too.
Yeah.
So
is
cool
that
little cute things.
Away or attract them?
Good question.
How important are these shows to a company like Horse Lovers, which is a very big retailer? Is it important to you guys to come?
Absolutely. It gives us a great opportunity to meet with all of our suppliers all in one place. So it saves money because we're able to bring our entire team down here, and then kind of schedule out what we're going to do over the next season.
Sure. It's so good for relationship building too, to
Agreed.
Actually just make eye to eye contact. I think it's nice to actually especially for the exhibitors to see the buyers, face to face. It's really nice.
We were talking about this with a couple of people yesterday, how we were wondering the future of trade shows like this in whatever industry, not just ours,
right.
but in whatever industry, the wholesale retail shows. And, are they going to be here in another 5-10 years with technology going the way it is? But I'll tell you what, I get more done here with person-to-person contact and actually seeing people than I do the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It basically, I don't want to say forces you to get together with all your suppliers in one place and discuss what's important. How are you going to grow your business with them? What's the new product lines? And you know what? We're an online retailer, but we like to touch and feel too. So seeing the products up close before we purchase them is kind of important.
Well, you're an online and mobile retailer because you set up some big stores.
We do. We have about six
Rolex,
retail shows that we do.
Building there.
Horse World Expo down in Harrisburg is something we'll be doing end of this month, or next month, I should say, in February. So we're excited about that. We usually set up about 5,000 square foot mobile store.
Wow.
Well, I got to tell you, we appreciate you being a sponsor of our shows and being involved. And last year, I know the auditors had a blast reviewing all the products that they reviewed. And that was a lot of fun getting the listeners involved in that. So that was a...
Well, we hope to continue that. I know that we have a couple of nice chats we're going to have.
You just made the auditors very happy because they've all been asking, are we going to do that again
this product, year? New product, new product. It's on your way, auditors. It's on your way.
There, they just made them all happy. Thank you, Tom. We really appreciate you being here. I know you're busy, but
thanks so much for having me. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Well, coming up first, and we'll point the mic down a little bit there. I have a very special guest, and I have some big things to tell her, too. We have Bella with us, who is the cutest, most adorable entrepreneur in the entire building and inventor. Hi, Bella.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. How old are you, Bella?
10.
10. And you invented a product. What's your company called?
TaxSaver.
TaxSaver. And we did a video yesterday, and it has been viewed 2,500 times now.
You are popular.
And we're going to have, we have a very special news for you. And I just got a message from her. Do you know what Disney World is?
Yes.
Well, we happen to know the people that have the take care of the horses at Disney World, and they sent us a message and said they would love to see your product in the barns at Disney World.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Right? I wish the auditors could see Bella's face right now.
I just got a message.
I love it.
Her name is
Thank you.
Her name is Robin Walker. And she just sent me a message. Sure, you can tell everybody on the air. She is cute as a button and a smart little girl. And yay to clean tack. Very important here at Disney World. There you go. I so wanted to tell you that on the air because now your Mickey Mouse is going to know your product. Kind of looks like a Mickey hand, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So tell everybody about your product, why you invented it, and what it is.
This product is a waterproof and water resistant thing that can wash your horse and clean your tack and leather. And I invented it because I used to use sponges and rags and would get my hands all sticky and icky, and now it doesn't with the Tack Saver.
That's awesome. So what is it? It fits like a glove or a mitt?
It's like a glove.
Okay.
So
awesome.
And it fits like a glove, and it looks like a big mitten. You know, it does.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a big mitten, but it's very soft.
Yes.
And one of the things I liked, you're right, when you clean tack, especially harness, if you're cleaning harness for a carriage, there's a lot of it. I mean, it just is a lot of harness. And when you're cleaning it, the harness everywhere, and it gets everywhere, and your hands get all icky. And I can just see how this would be perfect, because you actually spray, do you spray the cleaner on the mitt, or do you spray it on, like, the saddle?
Either way, but I like doing it on the saddle.
On the saddle. But it's really good for cleaning your bridle and stuff because you just pull it through the mitt. It's just great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put one on both hands and scrub with both hands?
No, I just do one.
Just do one?
If you really wanted to, you could do that too. Yeah.
And it does kind of look like a big Mickey hand, actually. So, congratulations. I voted you as the best vendor here at the show.
Thank you so much.
Was it hard to figure out how to get it made, manufactured?
Kind of, but my mom here, she has another business that, and so she knows how to do everything. So, she teaches me some stuff, and now we know how to do it.
Way to go, Mom.
Yes, Mom.
That's awesome. And what colors do you have?
We have an orange with a white trim, and there's a whole bunch of other ones, and there's a purple with a blue one outside, and a lime green inside with yellowish on the outside, and a whole bunch more.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So any color?
Any color.
Awesome.
Is Mom in the manufacturer? She makes stuff too?
Yep.
What does she make?
She makes the products on the computer, and then she sends it to the factory, and then they make it.
Awesome.
Baby products?
Baby products.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I know that you've been a hit here all weekend, and I do know I saw some of our listeners posted that they actually went and bought last night from your website. Mm-hmm. So you probably saw some orders come in because, and I think your video is going to be very popular over the next couple of days.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bella. What's the website? Is there a website?
TaxSaver.com.
TaxSaver.com is where you can find the products and go order them today, right?
Yep.
Do you have a Facebook page too?
Yes.
Yes? Do you get on there and talk to people?
Not all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Cool. All right. Very good. Thank you, Bella.
You're welcome.
Very cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you.
She's going to be a handful. Keep an eye on her. Good job, Bella.
That's
Bella's
awesome.
Over here glowing. Good she job. Is absolutely glowing. There were a couple cool products that we saw here at the show that we had new presentations on. And one of them was from Noble Outfitters. They have a blanket. I don't know if, did you see this, Kat?
I didn't. Okay. You told me about it.
Yeah, but they have a blanket now that they developed. It's a winter blanket, but it has really unique closures that actually our horse husband approved because
Is it the one that looks like it's a bank vault, this big square thing?
Yes. Okay, yeah. So the way this blanket, it looks like a normal blanket, outdoor blanket. And what you do, and it has really cool closures that I can do, that I can't do the ones with the little T's. I have trouble with those. So these have a different kind of closure, which I can't really describe. You have to look at it. But in the side of the blanket at the top, they have, I think it's a zipper or a flap. I can't tell.
I think it's a flap.
It's a flap with Velcro.
Yeah.
And you open it up, and they have inserts that go the whole length of the blanket, like these big sheets of inserts that have different weight filling that you can put in the blanket.
So instead of using a liner, it's like the zip out liner you get in your fancy Columbia jacket.
Exactly.
Except it's velcroed
brilliant.
In and out.
Yeah. That's right.
It's
and that's
brilliant.
Exactly what it is. And they have different weights of liner. So 100 in here, 200 in here. And you can take.
You mean polyfill? Yeah. You mean the insides.
I'm sorry, the insides.
Yes.
Yeah. Stuffing.
Yes.
I don't know what you call it. Stuffing.
That's polyfill.
So they have a, like, you know, 100 grams, 200 grams, whatever of fill. Well, you know, when you live in an area where the temperature changes from night to day, you keep having to change your blankets out to different weights. Well, you don't have to worry about that with
this. You just change the inside.
You change the inside. So if your blanket's all dirty, you just open it up and like it's getting warmer out and you just want to use it as a sheet, you just pull it out and you just leave it on.
Well, then you also need just one shell.
Right.
But some horses who are escape artists, when you put an old-fashioned liner in there, they scrunch it all around and the liner ends up tangled around their front feet while the rest of the blanket stays on.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Right.
I've never seen, you know, it's one of those products that you see and you go, why didn't somebody invent that before? There was a couple of those this weekend. I went,
Really?
Not been invented before.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of nice too, because you could just wash the liners, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Which would be really
You can
nice.
Wash the two pieces separately, which is easier for somebody who doesn't.
Exactly.
Because a lot of barns have that old washing machine that's really made for a house.
Right.
And you can
really
layer them too. So like if you need a 300 weight,
and
you just put a 2 and a 1. So you can layer the insides.
Yeah, that's really nice.
So if you could put 2 and a 2 and make it a 400, whatever you wanted to do.
That's cool.
I just thought that was kind of cool and different. You know, we're always looking for different at these shows.
Yep.
So, and
we're going
to have a lot of guests. We have a lot of guests, don't we, Jennifer?
We have a heap of guests lined up. And they have something this year called the Incubator, where they invited new entrepreneurs and smaller businesses to come in. And they got sort of a mini booth. And it was much more affordable because a lot of times when you're a small business and you only have one product, it's a stretch.
Hard,
you know, you have to set aside your and take vacation time because you have some full-time job somewhere. So they did that and they had a lovely turnout at the incubator. And one of the things I found in the incubator, which I thought would be fun, it's going to be a horse husband approved item because what job in the barn does the horse husband always get? You can't screw this up.
Filling the water bucket.
Exactly.
Is that really right?
Yes. That's exactly it.
It is so true. You can't screw it up.
You can't screw it up. But
I've flooded many stalls. I think I can screw it up.
See, there you go. And well,
yeah, that's true.
I met this lady who came up with a horse husband proof water bucket filling system. It's basically an on-off switch that goes on the end of your hose that you fill up your buckets with, whether it's in the stall or giant troughs, doesn't matter. And it's got a little handle on the top. And it's designed specifically to just flop over the edge of the bucket, but it's got a stop valve on it. So when the bucket fills up, it shuts itself off.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Huh. Even I couldn't screw that up.
Even you couldn't screw that up. Because you do that. You put the hose in the bucket and
you
pump
forget.
It flies out or you forget. If it's Scooter, he takes it out.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Hope to get her on our prize pool list, and she's going to come in and provide a prize later on in the year.
Oh, super.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jennifer's going to wrangle our next guest here. And I know, Kat, anything new from your world? Over at Benefab?
Yes, we did launch our quick wraps, which we're really excited about. It is the world's first ceramic and magnetic quick wrap. The magnets actually target the acupuncture points, but you have ceramic all over. So it's really targeted relief therapy for the horses. We're really excited about it. It's ready to ship and actually in stock.
Very good.
So that is one of the newest and best Benefab items. We have quite a few new items, though.
Where can people find your products? I know you have to run here to get over to an appointment.
BenefabProducts.com.
BenefabProducts.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Kat, for stopping by.
Yes, thank you all so much for having me. And I'm sorry that I have to run.
You can come back if your appointment is done.
Yes.
Before 10:30. We'd love to see you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Excellent.
All
right. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Come right in, Judy, about an inch from the mic. You can turn it up a little bit there. We have Judy from ToeClad here. Hey, Judy.
Hey, Glenn. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to talk to you again.
Absolutely.
We were buying ToeClad when we first had our store in the 90s. And saddle pads. We were buying saddle pads, custom saddle pads. Because you were the only ones making them back then.
We still probably are in the English industry for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. 40 years we've been manufacturing in the U.S.
Explain that to people, because I think a lot of people have forgotten you do it.
Yeah. Well, we have a factory in Lake Oswego, Oregon. And we have a full-on quilting machine, and we make our own quilted English pads where you can order the pad color, piping, binding color, essentially get a custom color scheme. And then you can also get, we have tons of styles already prefabbed with patterns. But if you have a saddle that is an unusual saddle or a new saddle that's got an innovative design, we can actually make a pad to fit that saddle.
And when we had weird saddles, we get that done all the time.
Lots of endurance riders have really interesting
saddles.
And
you guys are fast, too.
So we are. Our production time typically on a simple custom would be like 4 days.
Yeah.
If it's a little more involved.
Sort of a semi-custom. You're picking out your color scheme.
Add an inch. You know, we can make it usually within 4 days. If you require a whole new pattern, then that might take a little longer. But we're talking a couple weeks. We're not talking like months or months. So.
And all different shapes. I mean, all the shapes.
Absolutely. We do a lot of that in Western too, but English obviously has the color thing going on, so that's probably the bulk of it. And endurance. We do tons of custom endurance pads.
Really? Yeah, the endurance riders do want, and they also want, they want them shaped sometimes a little different.
Well, they have the funkiest saddles, for sure, as far as industries go. They definitely come up with some interesting designs.
Very
some of their treeless saddles are just truly bizarre.
Yes, they are. And we make pads for those.
So. Well, yeah, because a treeless saddle really does require a specific type of pad.
It does.
You don't want to just be tossing any old thing underneath the
treeless
saddle.
Something to support the weight of the rider and disperse it so that it doesn't actually come down on the horse's back. There's no tree in the saddle.
Do you, out of curiosity, because we do an endurance show, do you do more quilting at the top then to kind of disperse it?
We have almost no quilted pads that are endurance, because quilting typically takes a cotton blend.
Right.
And cotton really is terrible at moisture wicking.
So what do they do with those?
So our biggest selling endurance pad is our Coolback endurance pad, because Coolback, it's a polyester fleece that was developed for use in hospitals. And it doesn't lose its pile, so it retains its cushion forever. Like, people have pads they pound the heck out of for 10, 15 years, and they still will wash back up and have a good pile. And it releases heat faster than any natural fibers.
Nigel wants one of those, because his back gets so hot. We live in the summertime in Florida. He's just one of those horses that has... His furnace just works overtime.
Yeah, well, and the humidity
he just gets
down
really
there,
hot.
Like, all of that contributes to the amount of sweat a horse produces. And horses are basically heat engines. They produce huge amounts of heat as they work. And so Coolback does a really good job. It's not going to be, in an environment like that, you're not going to take the pad off and have it dry back.
Oh, no, you wouldn't
physically
want
to. Impossible.
Right. You wouldn't want
but
to.
But at the same time,
but it's not going to soak through.
Released,
you use a cotton saddle pad
and it gets wet, and it just stays wet.
And you just wring it out like a washcloth at the end of the ride.
And the issue with that is moisture is an insulating layer. So when you have a wet cotton pad and it's still wet when you take it off, then it's been retaining heat that whole time. Whereas Coolback, it doesn't hang on to moisture because it's polyester. It hates moisture. So the moisture goes through it,
it
evaporates,
allows it to
and
evaporate.
At least, gets the heat out of there.
Right.
That's the end goal, you know, for moisture management.
Allow it to dissipate.
Heat to go, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, every time we do this show, it costs me money, Judy. That's tell us now. We want to talk Western a little bit this morning, right? So tell us what you got.
So we have a new line of pads for our Western customers in the T3 family. T3 just refers to technology transforming tradition. So we basically found some really cool technology. And what it's designed to do is moderate impact on the horse's back. And impact is the weight of the rider and the saddle repeatedly hitting the horse's top line. Can cause a huge number of musculoskeletal problems. And then on top of that, pressure relief and heat dissipation. So the pad that we developed is Matrix. It's a beautiful pad. It comes only in black. And it's a military fabric that's on the top. It's very breathable. It's very wickable.
Oh, here it comes.
It's here super comes lightweight. The pad. I got to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Move this over so you can see it.
Oh, it's a big pad.
It's that particular one's 31 by 30. And it has that particular one has got wool back fleece on the bottom. And the wool back is really good at moisture management. We also offer it in cool back on the bottom. But the important part of the pad are the inserts. So we have three different inserts that are all designed to do something a little bit different as far as impact protection goes. Our top of the line is Extreme Pro. It's a lightweight, truly breathable, high density foam that will absorb about 90% of the impact of the rider and the saddle hitting the horse's back. The one that you have in your hand is called Ortho. It's a combination of the Extreme Pro and the memory foam. What the memory foam is really good at is compressing. So if you have a saddle that's not a perfect fit or a horse's back that's not perfectly developed, then the memory foam will kind of let everything settle naturally. It'll compress and relieve pressure, and then you've got the impact protection on the foam.
So, and these are removable, so you can put less. They're different.
You can switch them out, but really what the key with that particular pad is when you take the inserts out, you can actually machine wash that pad because the wool fleece on the bottom
is
machine washable. Yeah. It's a really lightweight pad, and then that particular one is our shim pad. So it's got three pockets from front to back on each side, and it comes with a set of shims for each pocket. And the whole purpose to shimming, it's like having a cupboard that's not level and you put a piece of wood under it to shim it. That's what a shim pad does. It takes a saddle and a horse that don't match up very well and you can fill in the deficits so there's no bridging, or you can build it up in the front and you can balance the saddle more evenly on the horse's back.
I'm just playing with the memory foam.
Absolutely.
Myself.
Everybody squishes. Everybody loves to squish.
It's a very nice memory foam. I'd sleep on this.
Yeah. Well, that's essentially what it's memory foam. And so it's super comfortable.
Now, do these pads come in colors or is it just black?
That particular one, that military fabric, we only get in black. And it's a really high abrasion resistant fabric. But it's designed, the pad itself is designed a little bit smaller. It's 31 by 30. So you can throw a Navajo over it, or you can use it on its own. And then we do make it in 32 by 32 in a barrel and a round skirt and a 32 by 34 that come with wear leathers because they're designed to really be used on their own.
Can I just put it on my chair and sit on it?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
So this is Ortho Impact is
yep,
the name
that's
of it.
The Matrix shim pad with Ortho Impact.
Is it available now?
It is available now.
Okay. And you can find it at?
Toklat.com and many, many quality retailers.
Very good. So, well, thank you, Judy.
I've done this before. Maybe.
Thanks, guys. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Judy. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Actually, I'm coming over to see you later.
All right.
That's right.
We'll be there.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to our live coverage here at the American Equestrian Trade Association at ADA here in Philadelphia.
Everybody's waving to everybody else. Yes. Our next guest, Tina, is sitting here. And Judy's saying, hi, how you doing? It's like a little community here. It's so much fun.
Well, let's take a quick break for our title sponsor, Omega Alpha Equine, and then we're going to come back with our next product. Winter season is the time of year when our horses' respiratory systems often show signs of stress. More time in the barn, traveling long distances to winter quarters, and back-to-back competitions for weeks on end can all take a heavy toll on your horse's respiratory system. That's why Omega Alpha Equine has developed a variety of products to keep your horse's airways functioning properly. Airwaves, Lung Flush, Herbicough, Respifree, and Stasis have all been developed to keep your horse's respiratory system in peak condition. Ask for Omega Alpha's all-natural products at your local tack and feed supplier, or visit them online at OmegaAlphaEquine.com. That's OmegaAlphaEquine.com. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is our 14th time
at
ADA that we are broadcasting from ADA for our 14th time. We're pretty much in the same spot, only they made our booth about six times larger this time. We got this whole big space.
We feel special.
Yeah. So it's been fun here all weekend. We've had a good time walking around and visiting with friends and family, and family of ours in the sponsor community too. Sponsors are here.
Yeah, very much so.
And Jennifer was walking around, and I think she's got a whole bunch of prizes for you for really bad ads coming up.
Oh yeah, I found a lot of really fun stuff. So 2017 is going to be a banner year for really bad ads.
And I got to tell you that Kelly Hurd, who is the president of ADA, president for a second year here at ADA, he has Kelly Hurd Jewelry, which is really, really nice
really
jewelry. Yeah, really nice horsey jewelry and regular jewelry. And he has committed to giving a $50 gift certificate every month.
Dang.
And we're going to do
horse husbands, listen to this.
We're going to
do opportunity.
The first one for Valentine's Day, and we're going to give it away on Valentine's Day. We're going to have something fun for you to do on Valentine's Day, and we'll be giving a $50 gift certificate to Kelly Hurd Jewelry. So that's
Woo-hoo!
Coming up.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Jennifer, you have our next guest.
I do. Tina is here, and she is with Waldhausen, and her booth is always right around the corner from ours. And I finally walked past the booth once when Tina wasn't busy talking to a customer.
We stay pretty busy.
You stay pretty busy here, and I trapped her. And Waldhausen distributes Nath Bits, N-A-T-H-E. And Nath Bits have been around for quite some time. Do you know when Nath Bits started?
I don't know the exact date, but I can tell you it's probably in the 35-year range. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's one of those products that you probably have seen in tack shops. It's those bits that look kind of plasticky. But they're kind of the originator. They started this whole concept of a bit that's lightweight and kinder to the mouth than metal is. So tell us a little bit about what a Nath bit is and why it's different than other copycat bits that look plasticky.
Okay. Well, it's not plasticky to begin with. It's really a flexible steel core with a closed cell polymer wrapped around the flexible steel core. And what this allows us to do is really a couple of different things. It's a great bit to bring along a young horse or to retrain an off-the-track thoroughbred. It's highly flexible. And being a closed-cell polymer means that it does not interact with the horse's saliva like a rubber bit does. What you get is you get a lot of chewing. The horse is going to be a little happier. He starts playing with it in his mouth. His back starts coming up and swinging, and happiness starts at the front and goes all the way down.
Or starts at the front. And you're right. If you were to take a rubber bit and put it in your own mouth, it's really quite an uncomfortable sensation.
Well, not only that, but a true rubber bit basically doesn't allow the saliva to flow. And that what is a soft mouth? It's a horse that is chewing and salivating on the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the Nath is actually done by a little gentleman in Germany. And I do mean this is a small company. This is one little guy that is about 86 years old
I'm envisioning it like an elf or a gnome or something.
Over his workbench, just building the bits.
He does. And he's got like 1.5 helpers. It's true. This is a gentleman that has ridden his entire life and has been a very proficient rider throughout Europe. And at 86... he's not riding anymore, but he's still actively involved in our community and trying to help riders and horses have a better understanding and a better link to communication.
Right.
And the most fabulous thing about this bit is it really has a tremendous amount of flexibility to it. And it's that softness that we all look for.
Mm-hmm.
And again, young horses that have had bar damage because they have perhaps worn a slow or a fast twist and it was used as a leverage bit instead of, you know, so he has a little bar damage. And so he is a horse that's going to be throwing his head and not happy to come up over his back and do his work.
Right.
You know, and when we're looking at bits, there are a couple. Should I go in and talk
absolutely?
About?
Okay. I'm enthralled right
okay.
now.
Okay, when we're looking at bits and horses and problems and just the everyday uniqueness of this communication device, because that's what a bit is. It's a communication between our hand and brain and that horse's mouth and brain. So let's take a look at that mouth. And each horse has a different shaped mouth. And it's very easy for each owner to do this. What we're going to do is not just pet him on the nose, but we're going to take a real look and put our fingers into his mouth, not the parts that bite or bear down on you. That's the ones to avoid, those big white things. But go ahead and feel his bars and see if they're nice and smooth, okay? That's the first thing to look at. Let's also...
I never even thought of that, to put my fingertips on the bars of their mouth and see if they're smooth.
Yeah, because if they're not...
Because if there's not, there's damage
in
there. Yeah.
There's damage in there, and then you need to perhaps...
Maybe talk to your vet.
Or dentist. If there's already pre-damage, it's not going to be fixed, but we could give him a bit that makes him a little more comfortable.
There we go.
So let's take a look at that mouth. We've got a cavity. We've got a tongue. If you pick those lips up with your finger and that tongue is kind of whooshing out, then the chances are that you have a large tongue and a smaller cavity. So then you are not going to want to take a really large millimeter bit on that armature of that bit.
Oh, you don't want the big fat bit because there's not room in there.
There's no room in there. You can also take your little finger past the white parts, those big white parts that bite down, and you can actually put your little finger on his tongue. Now, he's going to why are you trapping my tongue? But you can take a little look inside there and say, his palate of his mouth comes kind of flat. I mean, it's like there's no room between my finger, or there's a lot of room between my finger. Right. And that'll tell you whether you should be looking at a three-part broken bit or perhaps just a regular snaffle.
Now, that poses a question. Mm-hmm. If you have a horse whose upper palate, the roof of his mouth, it feels very curvy.
Mm-hmm. A cathedral, a lot of room. Okay, a lot of room.
Which type of bit would be more appropriate for that versus one who's really, really flat?
Okay. Depending upon the horse.
In generic terms.
Okay. In engineered terms, you're really looking at something that you could do a three-part broken bit, which you're always nice and gentle.
So a horse with a flatter palate is likely to be happier with three parts?
It depends on if you're... Well, now we're going to get into talking about whether it's a French French broken or just a regular, like the bean broken.
So the flatter palate, you want a bit that's not going to... That wants to stay in the shape of that flat palate.
Wants to stay in the shape of the flat palate and
okay,
not
now
hit
I'm getting
the top
it.
Of
now
it.
Now I'm getting it.
As in like a double bridle. If it had a high curvature to...
Like a port?
A high port, then you do not want a high port to that curb.
Okay.
You know, if he's got a cathedral mouth, the higher port works. If he has a flatter palate, it doesn't.
Interesting. So with Nath bits, they are all made with this unique polymer.
Yes.
They are all made with a
flexible
steel inside. So there's no chewing through the bit and leaving town. You hear that horror story from companies who are kind of copycats and left that part out.
Yes.
How many different types of mouthpiece do they make in an eighth bit?
Actually, there are about 6 to 8 different mouthpieces, and then the arms of the bit, whether it's going to be a hack a bit or a... cartwheel bit or a curbing bit or just a straight snaffle bit.
Okay. So you have this lovely display that you always carry around, and it's kind of permanent. So you brought this entire board full of bits over. So you have ones in here that when I look at it, it's got that Nath mouthpiece that I'm familiar with.
Which kind of looks like a dog bone.
And then you've got one that is a gag, and you've got one here that is a pelham. And then you've got one over here that's a jointed pellet. Now, this one's a little bit interesting because the joint in the middle of the two pieces is a little bit unique. Can you talk about that a little bit?
That is actually a steel core over a closed cell polymer once again. And what that does is it allows for a little more movement and flexibility in the mouth.
Because the joint in the center... doesn't look like steel. It's not.
No, well, actually, the dog bone doesn't look like it has any steel in it either.
It looks like a piece of string, but that's the...
But it's not.
But
no.
It's not.
It's not.
That's crazy. It looks like a little piece of white string. But that it looks like it would give the bit a great deal more flexibility.
Because some horses want that flexibility in their mouth.
They don't want it rigid.
It's not a static piece.
Right. That's really pretty cool. And then they have, do they all come with the proprietary bit guard?
Only on the ones for the bits that we're like looking at today, jumper bits.
Okay.
And, you know, the gag bit, traditional jumper bit, traditional hunter bit.
Right.
And so it's easier for us in manufacturing.
Put it on when they manufacture.
Put it on while they're making it.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
And the one thing we do have to say about the Nath bit is that, you know, to make sure you have the bit on the bar, not ahead of the bar or behind the bar, because you don't want those teeth chewing that polymer.
Well, they're going to damage it. It's
they'll damage the polymer, and it is soft.
Versus the metal bit where, heck, they only damage their teeth. No big deal there.
Yeah. Well, you're no big deal in happy dentists.
Right, there you go. So if you have a horse that is literally getting the teeth between his bit, the bit between his teeth and munching on it, you need to investigate because that's really not what should be happening.
Because you've only gone up a little too high.
Yeah.
You know, we've always heard that adage of having the two wrinkles. But you have to really watch that. Some horses, the bars allow for a two wrinkle and it's a good, perfect fit. Sometimes in that horse's mouth, that bar is a little more forward. And when you do the two wrinkles, he's smiling and he's up on those back teeth.
And you don't want that.
So it really, I really think that we have to put a little thought into that piece of equipment that's going into that horse's mouth.
Cool.
And I did have a question from a listener asking price points for the Nath bit.
Retail price points on those are going to be anywhere from $98 up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. And where can people buy them?
A variety of stores. You can go to the waldhausen.com website, and it'll show you the American distributors.
Or you can ask for them at your tax store.
You
can ask
for them at the tax store. Online tax stores, too. The usual online ones.
Oh, of course.
Yep.
Yeah. We're very easy to do business with.
Okay,
we want happy clients.
Very cool. Well
thank you
there's
very much,
your
Tina.
Bit 101 for
bit
the morning.
Bit 101. We geeked out on bits. Yay. Thank you very
Jennifer's
much,
favorite
Tina.
Thing to geek out on, too.
Thank you so much for inviting us down. And thanks for being here at ADA.
All right.
Well, thank
you.
We
got to, last night they had a little party here, and one of the things we always do is we donate advertising for the door prize raffle. And I was very excited that one of our sponsors actually won the advertising.
Yeah, you were excited. The accountant in me is a little disappointed.
But so they're going to be continuing to join us at least till the money runs out, right?
How to keep your sponsors.
And that's
Cashel
Products. Cashel Products.
Tony was funny. He was so excited.
Yeah, Tony was so excited. And apparently everybody at the table put it in to win the advertising. So
I thought that basket looked pretty full. There's a lot of tickets in there. They were stacking the deck.
And then we also at this show every year, and I might help with this, have booth awards. And Dewberry won the small booth award for the best booth. And Shires has won it before, I know, because I've given it to Shires before. And then also last night, the big winner was Bates Australia.
Yes.
Bates WinTech.
Yeah, they had a lovely booth. It stood out because it was ultra modern. It was like modern architecture in there. Yeah.
And they put it together. Well, the story behind it was good, too, because they put it together. Erin, I'm going to give Erin a shout out. She put it together in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And got that, and it was a very nice booth. And they had saddle incubators. It looked like they were making baby saddles.
They did.
It kind of looked like an incubator to put an egg in.
We had that on our Facebook Live on Saturday morning.
And if you missed that, go back to Horses in the Morning on Facebook, and you'll see where we did a walkabout before everybody got here yesterday.
That was
fun. Did a walkabout and showed all the different booths. And I know one of the ones we went through was Shires. And we have Malcolm from Shires on here right now. Come right up to the mic.
That's the one.
Right,
it's your microphone, Malcolm. All yours. He's so shy about this. Come on. We love your stuff. Come up here.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Come right up to the
right
mic.
Here.
Right about
there
an inch away. There we go.
You have to lean forward a lot. Yep. Sorry.
You're out of England, right, Malcolm?
Genuinely English, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I can tell
the
by
real
the
deal.
Accent that you're genuinely English. We love looking at Shires, and one of the reasons is you guys always have the best designs on your blankets.
Thank you.
Chickens, and I know a lot of our listeners ended up with the chicken blanket.
They have sheep this year.
This year it's what? Sheep.
Sheep and sheepdogs.
Sheepdogs, yeah. It's really cute because they're really fat, colorful sheep.
Yeah. No, the chicken was the first one we did, and when I first saw it, I thought we would never sell that, but actually it proved to be incredibly popular.
Well, it was a cute blanket. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget that the blankets are effective and actually work, too.
Well, of course they do.
It's not just a pretty blanket.
But you guys started the whole designs on color on blanket thing.
I know we did, and it doesn't take long for everyone else to catch on, does it?
Yeah. Yeah, I did see some of the others have copied that.
Okay, Americans are frivolous. Let's just put that out on the table. Yeah. We're done with it. Okay, move on.
I don't think you are, actually. I think you're very conservative.
Really?
Yeah, when it comes to equestrian equipment and breeches and so on.
So are other countries less conservative about that?
Absolutely. I think the British are, actually. You'd think we were conservative, but I think it's the other way around.
Really? How interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's somebody stuffier than we are.
So now tell us about Shires. I don't think we've ever heard the story about Shires.
How did it get started?
Yeah.
Well, Shires is 49 years old. We're 50 years old next year, so we're going to have a big celebration. And
birthday cake. The whole thing?
Champagne.
Everything. Oh, I can't wait. We're going to be there. Wow. Yeah, I'm waiting for my invitation.
So who started it?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
I started Shires with $500.
Wow.
49 years ago.
How cool. Now, what prompted you to start Shires? Did it start out as a retail arm, or did you start out as a distributor and manufacturer?
I started off in any way I could. Bought, sold, retail. I did everything I shouldn't have done, really.
Really?
But
so trial by fire.
1968.
Yeah.
Wow.
And in England, I assume. You started in England.
Yeah.
When did you start actually manufacturing products?
About 1972. My father-in-law came into the business with me, and we manufactured everything. We manufactured textile products for the horse in the UK. Unfortunately, it just isn't possible to do it in the UK now. And
right.
We've got our own factories in China. We employ 400 people over there.
400?
400.
For the Shires products?
Yeah.
Wow.
We employ 500 people worldwide.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
You guys are much bigger than I thought you were, actually. Wow. You're a quiet, big company. So now, are we talking about a specific product today? This was Jennifer loved these. Again, designs and patterns.
Designs and patterns. What the folks at Shires did is they took some of those really cool designs that we saw on turnout blankets and they made matching waterproof saddle covers.
You've always had a thing for saddle
covers. I'm sorry. It's a saddle cover is very similar to a bag or case, and you know how I am about containers.
Yeah, she loves bags.
I love bags and cases. So is it made of the same material as the turnouts?
It's made from a 600 denier waterproof fabric.
Fabric, and then it's got a beautifully stitched little I'm going to call that a buttonhole in the top so that you can put your stirrup leather through that and you can ride in inclement weather.
Exactly.
Of course, a Brit would think of that.
Yeah, it's because they have a lot of that.
Yeah, and that. Yeah.
And you have foxes on this one. Does it come in other patterns, too?
It also comes with chickens.
Chickens?
Yes!
Yay!
Yes, chickens!
There you go, Jamie. We're going to get you one of those.
And with dogs and with sheep and sheepdogs and horses.
Oh, the horses one's fun.
And absolutely plain. If you don't want the funky stuff, you can buy a plain one as well.
For the boring people?
Yeah.
That's yeah. Right.
For the stuffy folk. Yes, we get it. For the stuffy folk.
Yeah.
And are these available now?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah?
They're available through around 500 retailers throughout the U.S.
What's the price point on that? Do you know?
They retail at $21.
Oh, so it's...
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you just pick up for the fun of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is the biggest seller at Shires right now? I'm always curious about that.
I think our blankets are our biggest line. That's what we're known for. But,
right.
We have a line of strap goods and...
Yeah, you have bridles and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and a 100-page catalog, so a big range of products.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. What's the website?
The website is shop.shiresequestrian.com.
Shop.shiresequestrian.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
True old school businessmen don't know their website. That's universal, regardless of what nationality you are. Well,
Malcolm,
thank you
it's
very
good
much,
to
Malcolm.
Meet you okay, and hear the you. Story about the company. Congratulations on coming up in 50 years.
Yep.
Well, nobody's in business for 50 years anymore. That's congratulations. That's great.
Okay. Thank you.
And thanks for bringing an accent to the show this morning. We appreciate that, too. We have our next guest right away.
We do, right here, ready
Jennifer
and waiting.
Jennifer has him lined up today.
Lined up. Have a seat.
Oh, I saw this yesterday. This right here. And I thought, this is just perfect.
Well, we would like to welcome Mona from Just for Fun, F-U-R, is here. And I walked past your booth, and you had all sorts of fun, shiny things. And you do... hand beaded products for horses, horse people, and pets and pet people.
Correct.
So, explain to me all about Just for Fun.
Well, Just for Fun was actually created by myself for my love of my animals and something wanting something different and something blingy and something colorful and, of course, something fun. So I started making, my first product was actually a brow band for horses. And that's why my products are all made on harness leather, because I wanted good U.S. made leather. Everything is made here in the U.S. I do have several people that bead for me, including an organization that puts people with mental and physical disabilities back to work.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, so they're all done right here in the U.S. of A?
All done right here in the U.S. The cool. leather is sourced here. Everything is made here in the
now,
U.S.
I want to point out something, because there are a lot of brow bands out right now with assorted bits of stuff overlaid onto a prefabricated leather or synthetic brow band. Something I noticed that with yours is how it is attached to the brow band is completely invisible. It's the workmanship is just, I have never seen that before. Because normally what they do is they wrap it around there and you have little bits of clear polyester thread or mm-hmm. fishing line or whatever they use. It wraps the whole way around the brow band. So when you look at the inside of the brow band, you see all this stitching and crazy, weird, sloppy looking stuff.
Correct.
It's completely it's crazy. It's like magic. How do you do that? Who decided? Who figured that out?
I did.
That's crazy.
Many trials and tribulations, but they're all hand beaded and stitched first, and then they're attached with a special gluing process. Brow bands are probably the only item that's not sewn down. Everything else is sewn down to the leather as well.
That's and you crazy. Do brow bands for horses. You also do dog collars and
my
stuff,
biggest
right?
part of my line is actually dog collars with matching leashes, as well as the belts for the riders. So. And
everybody can match.
The other item that I came out with, again, which is almost invisible of how it's attached, but is actually hand sewn to the spur, is beading on the spurs as well. So in other words, when you dress up, so can all your best furry friends.
So you could have your spur match your belt, match your dog, match
your
horse.
Brow band. Absolutely.
A complete matchy-matchy set.
Correct. Matter of fact, Brandy Cyrus in the Plaid Horse this month did an article on my products, and it's all on her animals.
Oh, really?
About fashion trends.
The Plaid Horse does a show on our network.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great.
Keep it in the family.
Yeah. This is cool, and the spurs are really cool. I mean, because, you know, spurs can be boring. Yeah.
Exactly. And mostly what I've seen out there, and that's what also made me create the line, was everything out there pretty much is in crystal.
Yeah, sparkly. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Crystal. And everything, you could just move crystals around so much, but they all pretty much look alike, which my products have different colors, different patterns. I have over 20 patterns, so matches pretty much everybody's taste. Everything from blues to pinks to purples to multicolors to pastels, you name it, I've got it. And also, I do make not only small collars, but I do make big wide collars for your bigger dogs, because again, they always get left out.
That's true. There's always lots of fashion wear for little tiny toys, but what if you have a Rottweiler?
Up to 26 inch.
Really?
Is standard.
Glenn, you can't have one.
But I actually have custom made a collar for a St. Bernard once that was a 32 inch collar.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's horse size. Cool. Yeah, you can put a neck
strap
on
a horse.
More
like belt size.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
That should be.
And speaking of collars and belts, tell us a little bit about the leather that you use.
The leather is all U.S. made leather, solid brass. And matter of fact, in the pet industry, one of the things that I use that people don't see anymore is the rollerballs actually on the brass. At some point, they started to stop taking those out in the pet industry and figured nobody would ever notice.
You're right. I didn't notice that. I just saw that you had roller.
Roller
again, because roller it's made on harness and it's harness products.
Yeah.
My belts actually, the buckles are brass, but they do snap off. So if you have that blingy buckle that you love, you can add that on.
Oh, so you can combine your fashion
sense. One of the fun things about the belts is because all the beading and the bling is in the back. So as a rider, you can just put it on, throw your coat on over and it. Nobody has to see.
Nobody has to know.
And then you just take your jacket off and you've got your bling.
Is she wearing bling? Only just for fun knows.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Now, there's this other little cute thing that everybody must be making a comment on.
Absolutely. Because I cross over from the pet world to the horse world and back, there's lots of bandanas and fun things out there for dogs, but nothing for the horse dog. And those are special and unique.
Barn
and
dogs are special. That's right.
So I came out with a new line of bandanas just for the barn dog. One that says, I eat horse poop. actually, the graphic
That's
designer.
That's what I'm holding up right now.
The graphic designer was like, are you sure? And I said,
every Jack Russell needs one of these.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also have one that says, your best barn door ever. One that says, you know, what happens at the barn stays at the barn.
You know? Those are awesome.
We've known barns like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Somebody went to a horse show and all I got was this lousy bandana.
These are great. These are terrific. And the bandanas and everything can be found at your website, right?
Absolutely.
Just Absolutely. For, F-U-R, funonline.com. Just
Correct.
For, funonline. And yeah, I assume you have a Facebook page too.
Absolutely. And now an Instagram.
Oh, now
Woo-hoo!
Instagram.
She's stepping it up
There
now,
you
man.
Go. So what are the belts retail for? And the brow bands and things?
The brow bands.
The price range.
The belts retail for $149. The brow bands retail for $139 as well as the spurs. And mostly because it's hand beaded. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And because they are made
and
here
in
the
US. And you can tell. I mean, you can tell. Yeah.
Cool.
And the collars range from $59 and up. So it depends on the sizing.
Just
and the brow and the bandanas are only $12.
There you go. Justforfunonline.com.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
Mona.
You very much,
Appreciate
Mona.
You stopping by.
Perfect.
Well, we're going to take a break for a song, and then we're going to come back. We have what we picked as the product of the show coming up next, and it is. It's great for the guys, too, this next product. It is Horse Husband Approved for sure. So we're going to get to that right after we listen to a little bit of Templeton Thompson with I Can Do This.
But it's gonna be hard. I can get through this, 'cause I've got the scars to prove I have before. I've been through this war and I have survived. I'm still alive. I can do this. It's gonna take time. I've learned to live with everything that life has handed me. With humility, and I have survived. But I'm gonna need help. I know I can't do it all by myself. You know I've tried and tried. I paid such a heavy price, but I have survived. Yeah, I can do this.
that was Templeton Thompson, and you can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com with I Can Do This. We are coming to you live from the American Equestrian Trade Association in Philadelphia, and for the first time in a number of years here in January, it did not snow on us, so we had a flurry.
Friday and Saturday, we had snowflakes.
Yes.
I saw them.
Yeah. You see, it wasn't just my imagination.
For us Florida people, that means we've been here in the snow and we can go home now. Last year, though, you weren't here last year.
I didn't come in January.
We had about 2 feet of snow outside last year, so it was a lot more than this time. But we are glad to be here. It's our 14th time here at ADA, and we always find some cool new products. And we have Betty from Betty's Best here with us right now, who is a social media queen.
That's Glenn over there.
I'm Glenn.
Hi, Betty. Why, I know that. Hi, Glenn.
Well, Betty, you are a social media queen. You just win the social media award, period.
Thank you.
Tell everybody why.
All right. Well, let me tell you about strip hair. Strip hair.
Be careful how you say that.
Yeah, I know. You've got to say it correctly.
If you've kicked back a few beers, you have to be careful.
Be careful what you Google, too.
It's the stripper. No, it is the strip hair. One word, strip hair. I set about looking for a new way to groom a horse. You know, we've all got that bucket full of every conceivable tool there is. We keep the nicer tools on the top.
The rest of
them on the bottom. We don't want to throw them away because we spent money for them. I found an easier way after, I made my list, what I want it to do and what I want it not to do. It needed to benefit the horse first and foremost, perform a variety of functions, stay clean and sanitary, make the horse happy, make our lives easier. The things I don't want it to have are bristles and blades or anything that could possibly cause any kind of harm or discomfort. With that, I came up with strip hair. It's a elastomer blend of materials. It's flexible. It's sanitary. It does not hang on to any hair or dirt. You can use it over every part of the body. It's got just the right amount of what I call gription.
Gription.
I like new that. Word, gription.
Well, it's a new tool. It's a new idea. So I needed a new word that could best describe what it is it does and how it works. As you sweep it over the horse's body, it gently grips all dead hair, all loose hair, dirt and dander, and sweeps it right away.
Scooter could use this for sure. He's shedding so bad right now.
Well, it's a phenomenal shedding tool, but it's also an ideal grooming tool.
So you
every
can
day,
use this in
all
place
year.
Of a curry? Or
absolutely. Yeah. I say just say no to the curry. I do.
Well, Betty says no to the curry.
I'm envisioning that a t-shirt with the curry comb and the big circle and a line.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I've got one.
You've got one.
Yes. Just say no to the curry. It's overkill. And if you think about what it is we're doing, I mean, the curry, sure, it serves a purpose.
Well, curry combs were designed to clean dandy brushes. They were never designed to clean horses.
Designed to clean actually the
That
brush.
Only happened after the...
I am so glad you said that. Yeah. It should not be used on a horse. And we've tried to make them more gentle by, making them out of rubber. But they are still really pokey, scratchy things. And if you look under a microscope, what's happening to the skin and the hair follicles, we're doing a lot of damage. Some horses like the feeling of it. A lot of horses just tolerate it.
My pony does not like curries.
No, he doesn't. And he's an itchy pony, which you would think he would like it. But he's very itchy, but don't go at him with a curry.
So he's so thin-skinned and he just doesn't like it.
Right, and so many of our horses tolerate a lot of stuff, and we should never ask our horses to tolerate something that is causes them discomfort. So what we're doing is we're causing little micro abrasions causing damage to the hair follicles. But with the micro abrasions, we're creating more stuff. We're creating more dander. So a lot of what we're always grooming off is self-created excess dander. The reverse side of my tools, the back side of my tools, has just the
kind of little pattern on it.
It's a very delicate texture. And that very delicate texture is all you need to break up dried mud, dried sweat, saddle marks. We're just talking hair. You don't need to be that aggressive. So this is very mild, very gentle. It does the job. But what, where the power is in my very gentle tool is the edge. We call it the gentle grooming edge. Incidentally, strip hair is called strip hair, the gentle groomer. So this edge.
Again, do not Google.
Yes, do Google. Don't. Just do it. Do it. Google. So any edge of my tool will flex over all angles of the horse. Think of it like a squeegee. So you're just squeegeeing all the hair, the debris, the dander away very, very efficiently. And your tool stays clean. When you're done grooming, you can drop it in your pocket. And it comes in two sizes, the larger size, and that's the real workhorse, and that you can use over, you know, the big body.
Yeah, you could do this with two hands.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure. And with the two hands, you can really sort of lay into them and give them a tremendous therapeutic massage. It's great for warming up before a workout. It's great for muscle recovery after a workout. So,
and then you have a smaller size too.
The smaller size. I'm sorry. It's
pony
slight,
size.
It's that does everything the large tool does, but it's more compact. It can fit right
nooks
in your
and crannies.
Shirt pocket, yeah. But it's ideal being slightly more flexible. It's ideal for the face and the legs.
Yeah, I can totally see this. You can even get into
between the tendons,
between the tendons,
under the fetlock, corner,
and it's soft, so you can just shove it right in there.
Right,
but, yeah.
It's great for cleaning out the ears, all kinds of
ears.
Things. Yeah, yeah,
there
and,
you go.
And horses love it. Never met a horse that doesn't just love this feeling. And we donate quite a few to nonprofit horse rescues, horses that are, you know, are in most need of some
very gentle grooming,
gentle, loving touch. Horses that are distrustful.
Now, how do you clean this up? For example, a horse rescue, a lot of those horses come in with skin conditions that
right.
are transmissible. So how do you clean it from that point of view to keep it sterile?
Love that you asked this question. It's non-porous. We have an antimicrobial agent that we put in the rubber before forming. If you're worried about cross-contamination, you simply wipe it down with any disinfectant, any household disinfectant.
So any soap or ivory or whatever.
Yeah, sure. It'll take care of it. There's bacteria and fungus will never grow or harbor in this tool. So you're very, very safe.
Before we run out of time, I got to talk to you about the other half of this story. We have to tell the listeners about the other half, and that's your video and how it got to be so popular. How many views now?
Well, it's been shared over 5 million times.
Just crazy.
Okay,
so what was the video and why do you think it went so popular?
Okay, so real quickly, I'm still working on my packaging and my, you know, sort of still at my dining room table. When I, you know, I had my little website and I had my little Facebook page. Nobody really knew about me, and that was perfectly fine because I'm still working out some details. And just to see if I knew how to upload a video, I put my video up. That next morning, I woke up to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of orders. And with those orders came questions and messages and everything.
What was the video of?
It is the same video that I'm showing now on my website, and I've got plenty of videos, but this is the one that grabs people's attention. It shows me grooming a fabulous old paint horse that's got hair like a buffalo, and I'm just grooming away, and it stops people in their tracks, and then it goes on to throughout the seasons, you know, what you can expect, you know, the heavy winter coat and then the summer coat. But I think it was that.
That and a combination of Betty.
Well, and then there's Betty.
Betty, yes. Betty, who is going to become an icon, just like Aunt Jemima and Betty Crocker. And
I am so grateful because I'm very active on social media. If you know, we've got, you know, I try to answer everything. And I'm the message I'm trying to impart is love your horse at every opportunity. Every time we get we interact with them, it should be pleasing and comfortable. And grooming time is a great time for that. And we think that, you know, our grooming can be somewhat phonetic, you know, where we're
you're just trying to get to riding.
Yeah,
right.
This is, it's not that this takes any more time. It's exactly the same amount of time, but it's a different energy. And horses just They just love the feeling. And the response has been great. I'm now selling around the world. I wake up every morning and read more reviews, and I just feel so incredibly gratified that this idea I had is really catching on.
And
gentle,
you know what?
Grooming.
You just proved that a person with an idea can succeed. And you did that.
Well, I didn't really set out to be in this business, but looks like I am.
Looks like you are. And Betty's going to be designing more products and more stuff, I'm sure.
Yep.
Where can people find it?
Striphair.com.
Striphair.com. And that's all one word, H-A-I-R, striphair.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find the products there. And I know there's going to be some other new amazing products coming out soon, too.
Yes,
so keep your eye out for that.
Great things coming.
Great.
All about putting the horse first. Love your horse at every opportunity.
And go watch the video, everybody. and you'll see what we're talking about with Betty.
Make sure it's the horse
Betty
grooming
has a
video.
Look. Yeah. That's right. Thanks, Betty. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Well, we have next what we kind of picked as our product. By the way, are you doing cash and carry? Because I want to get one for my pony on the way out.
Yes, please.
Okay, good. Okay. I definitely want to get one because he hates curry combs.
He'll love this.
Okay, good, good. Well, Jennifer came over to me the first day we were here and said, you've got to come see this. This is the product of the show. And this is the one that's going to win our product of the show
award. And as soon as I said it was a jump, Glenn goes, really?
Really? Another jump? And then I discovered that this is a Horse Husband approved product right here. And so who do we have?
We have with us Jacqueline from Aires, A-I-R-E-S-S. And it's Aires, is it Aires Safety Products?
It's Aires Equine.
Yeah, Aires Equine. And she has taken the whole concept of portable jumps and just really sent it over the top. So explain to us what it is that you have created right here. And you want to be about a half an inch from that microphone.
Yeah, you got to get up and close.
There
and
you go. You
there
to,
you
like,
go.
Munch on that little red ball.
Well, thank you for having me. I came up with inflatable fillers and horse jumps. I am a horse trainer by trade. And when I was in Namibia, the baboons were taking apart my jumps.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop right there. You were in Namibia. Namibia.
Yes.
Which I assume is in Africa.
It is.
Yes?
It's north of South Africa and south of Angola on the west coast.
Why were you in Namibia?
Namibia. A lot of wonderful horses and fantastic people. And
really?
It's Africa for beginners. I encourage everybody who...
Africa for beginners.
If you want to travel internationally, try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you were a jumper? You're a jumper?
I started off hunter jumper when I was 4. I was riding.
Oh, you were the short stirrup girl.
I was short stirrup, and I was fox hunting when I was 7, and now I do everything from cattle working, jumping, dressage, endurance racing, you name it, colt starting, halter breaking.
I am fascinated though why you went to Africa. What was the impetus behind going?
I put my resume online, and a family that was breeding Arabians for endurance racing asked me if I would be willing to come over. And I was. I had to look up where
Namibia
was.
Lots of room there to practice endurance, huh?
Yes, it was fantastic. In the mornings, I saw everything from zebra and you name it. It was
spectacular.
Is
so cool.
Dream come true.
Who gets to do that every morning after your coffee?
Right. Sometimes before coffee.
So did you endurance ride while you were over there?
I did. We won all of our races. The stallion that I rode was tremendous, and he was like cheating. He did everything. I didn't know what I was doing. I was along for the ride and to look at the animals, I guess. But he was spectacular. His resting heart rate was 26, which are you
resting?
Still alive?
Yeah.
As a stallion. So you have to go through the vet checks at 46. And so he was really
Did they think something was wrong with him the other way?
No, he was super. We won all of our races. I couldn't complain. That's
wow,
conditioned
endurance
horse
riding season. Across Africa. That's pretty cool.
It was spectacular.
That's pretty cool. Now, so let's get back to the baboons. Okay. So
how often do you get to say that on a podcast?
Let's get back to the baboons. I never thought we'd be talking about baboons this morning. So now the baboons were taking the jumps apart?
They were. I ride in some horses for a lady who imports all German warm blood. Her farm is spectacular. It's called Billsport. If you're looking for a nice horse, that lady has them. And the Mountainside Arena is an old airstrip, and we have our jumps out there. So I would set up a course. And
this would be stadium
colts,
jumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We would bring the colts out, and then the jumps were everywhere. So
Because the baboons just thought it was fun to play with?
Right.
Legos for the baboons.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, this is funny.
So I kept thinking, what if I could just blow up a set? If I could just blow up a set. And I didn't tell anybody for a few years because I thought, maybe that's a bunch of hot air.
But turns out.
Bad jump pun.
Turns out the monkey business turned into real monkey business.
Oh, and you did it again.
And that's what you have now is blow up jumps.
They're inflatable. You say inflatable instead of blow up.
That's not PC to say that.
My manufacturer says that's because of terrorism. So.
Oh, well, that's a good point, I guess.
Hello, Glenn.
As I'm going through TSA, I got my blow-up jump in there.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
they
not
look
a good word to
you
use.
Really funny.
And you did carry some of these through.
I carried all of my jumps on the airplane.
So this how many jumps did you carry on the airplane?
I brought my complete jump. It's 65 pounds. So
now, the complete jump consists of the horizontal part as well as the two verticals.
Big, like, cross-country jump.
It's like a cross-country jump.
It looks like a big stone wall.
It's 2-foot stone wall. Yeah.
You got it.
And you have one set up here, and it's incredible.
Had the log.
I had the log.
Which is about a two-foot log.
It's 2 foot in diameter, and it's 6 feet long.
We'll post a picture of that on our show notes because we have
and
a
then
picture
you have
of
the,
both of us holding it.
The little brick wall.
The little brick wall.
That the pole goes through.
That's so cool, too. Okay, so this is a brick wall, but the pole actually slides through.
Through
it.
The center, like a donut.
You got it. So your filler, you can change the height of it, but it doesn't add that much weight. And everybody has poles already.
Right. It's a good point. Now, I did have a question yesterday when we mentioned this on our walkthrough, on our video. The question came up, how do they not blow away? Because they are really light. This 2 foot log that's what, 6 foot long?
Yep.
I could pick it up with one finger. Yeah. So how do they not blow away?
Well, we have water ballast in the bottom. So you can add water weight if you'd like. They don't really blow around. If you kick it, it will move just like anything else. But you can attach the log to either your standard or the ground pole as a ground filler. So they're convertible as well.
Yeah, and I noticed that with the bigger one that you could put ground poles on it will make more stable.
A giant sleeve at the bottom.
You can put two ground poles, right? It's going to hold it in place. Yeah, that's very cool.
Thank you.
You thought about all this stuff.
The baboon, yeah, baboon's helper. Now, the graphics on them are really, really good.
Yeah, this looks like a log.
Great.
And the stone wall looked like a stone wall. I mean, it just looks real.
But the graphics, you decided you wanted to make graphics for these jumps that made them look like a traditional jump.
You got it.
But you could really go anywhere with that, couldn't you?
Absolutely. You can put your daughter's face on it and say congratulations on your championship. They're all customizable.
Farm logos.
They're great for advertising.
Well, for corporate advertising for jump courses.
Yeah.
Everybody sells the advertising on the jumps.
Now, we got this question yesterday, too, and I thought it was a good question. Can you rent a whole course? Can we rent them yet?
Our facility is set up for fulfillment. And we believe down the road, if enough people ask, write in on Facebook, send me a message, tell me you want to rent
sense,
them out.
Though, because it makes sense, though, because you just ship it out, and then they ship it out.
Yeah. You could ship it that's crazy.
So our fulfillment center is capable of doing that.
So if you move, you move around or you go to different locations, this is just take your jumps with you. Yeah. Now, how do you blow them up? That is a question we got, too.
So we inflate them. With magic air, of course. It is the pump's name.
It would take. I'm old. It would take me a long time to go.
That's right.
To get this thing blown up.
I am full of air, but not that much. And this is much faster. So this 6 foot log takes 40 seconds to inflate.
With what?
With magic air.
Are you being serious? That is called magic air.
Or you could use a shop vac.
You can use your shop vac. You can use your vacuum.
Could you use an air compressor?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So most farms have an air compressor, too.
You got it.
And that would fill up in about 10 seconds then. Yeah.
Really fast.
Or
you could get a podcaster to do it because they're full of hot air.
Yeah, they're full of hot air, too. Yeah. This is very cool. You have all different kinds of designs. What was it like, and I always love this story from entrepreneurs, what was it like getting into the manufacturing process of this and figuring all that out?
I lucked out. I had a client whose brother-in-law is an engineer. We sat down, and I presented a couple other ideas to him, and he said, you know who you have to meet? Bob. And I said, well, who's Bob? And I was calling him my inflatable Bob, which sounds ridiculous now. Don't call anybody inflatable Bob. But he's a wonderful manufacturer outside of Cleveland.
And this just right just after we had the strip product on.
Yeah, boy, we're going down that road today, aren't we?
And this is, in case you just joined us, we're talking about a company called AirS. It's Air-ESS, right?
You got it.
AirS. And you can find it at what website? Where do they go to find it?
Oh, Facebook.
Facebook.
Oh, that's
right. We're on Facebook.
It is AirS Equine on Facebook and on YouTube. There's a bunch of video.
Now, is the dash in there on the Facebook page?
It is not.
Okay,
so it's just A-I-R.
But it'll pop right up.
Oh, it does?
You put in AirS Equine.
And there are pictures of her with whole jump courses here, and then pictures of you carrying the log around just like this.
That's
walking
right.
around. It is
You'd
so cool.
You think it was a boombox, you know?
Right?
And I love the way you can take the different pieces and make different kinds of jumps.
They really are like Legos.
Yeah.
It is so much fun to make all different jumps, and even when you spread them out, you can make a line out of them.
Okay, so I do have a serious question for you, because this is going to come up, and you must get this question all the time. Well, this is going to teach them to hit the jump as opposed to not hit the jump.
Right, so they
you have
are
to get
fillers.
That question.
They are fillers, so you can put your poles over top.
Ah, gotcha.
If you think your horse is going to be sloppy over your fences.
Okay. All right, well, that makes sense. So they're meant to. And you do have a coupe, I saw.
I do.
Yeah?
We have all different shapes and sizes.
You have square ones, round ones, and triangle ones.
Yeah.
So that, and then you just change the graphics to make it whatever you want.
Whatever you like.
There
That's very cool. This is so neat. And you can find out more. Just go to the Facebook page.
Please.
AirS on
Message
Facebook.
Message me. Tell me what you like. What you want to see next?
And you can talk to them and give them quotes about the custom, too, if they want to put the farm name on it or something
it.
Like that.
That's so
Sounds
cool.
Good.
Thank you so
good
much
Good job.
For
you win
me.
Our Product of the Show Award.
Yay!
Yay! Which gets you this.
Yes, Yay! That's what it gets you.
Yay!
Thank you so much.
And 10 minutes
me.
On the air. That's, why,
that's
what you got.
You.
That's all we have to offer at this point.
Well, check out our Facebook
oh yeah,
page
what's the that you have there? I don't know what that
thing.
Is.
This is more strippy things.
Okay.
Right height. It's a dry erase product that goes on the side of your standards.
It goes on your traditional wooden standards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sticks to everything, but
oh,
it doesn't
Oh, and it has the heights on it.
Yeah.
It doesn't leave a film. So and you can write on it?
You can write on it and it's dry erase, so it's reusable. But it's great for having your ground crew quick on the change of fences. You can
this
write what size what height each pole goes at for each class.
So it's really nice. It says it has the
US
height on
European.
It says 3 foot or 90 centimeters, mm-hmm. but it's really nice because I was just on the jump crew the other week when I was helping out at Exmoor Eventing. It's hard to get people to help with jump crew.
It is.
You have to take what you can get, and you can use this to help dummy proof
well,
it, volunteer proof it.
I never forget what the height the next class is supposed to be, and then the jump comes down. I'm going,
what was
this
it?
Again?
Well, you can
it's
just
true.
Write on there.
That's right.
Yeah. Class number 4. Yeah. You write it right next to the 3 foot.
That would be it. Perfect for horse husbands that
yes.
just don't.
And well, horse husbands are frequently recruited to be
jump
crews.
Crew.
They are.
Well, it helps to make the jumps even as well. And
oh,
it's a great
point.
Way of tracking your progress. It's also super for free jump photos to see how high
the
jump
you can see how high the jump
too.
Really is.
I didn't think about that.
Right. Yeah.
This is very cool. And these are available at the same place?
You got it.
Wow.
Right height.
And
jump
you can just
tape.
Buy whole sets of those? For your course?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Very good.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline. We appreciate it.
Totally fun.
Baboons?
Baboons?
I never thought we'd
Who
talk
knew?
About baboons this
Who
morning.
Who knew? Baboons.
That's something that I was not expecting.
Nope.
Now, we have...
I'd say I'll help you with the log, but you know.
Yeah,
you don't
really need any. She just picked it up.
Heels.
And in heels. She's carrying the 6 foot, 2 foot wide log.
There
she goes. There she goes over her shoulder. Walking down the aisle, which really does catch attention, by the way.
Just need to walk around like that. That's awesome.
Now, we're expecting one more guest who I think is right around the corner. Do you want to... I think she's right around the corner here, isn't she, Pimpinelle?
She is. I'm going to go drag her in.
All right, you go drag her in.
You can listen to some music if you want.
No, I'll chat here for a second.
Yeah, yourself?
Yes, and we're sorry we lost Kat. She had a very important appointment, a store that she's been waiting for a long time to buy Benefab products, scheduled for 9:30. But I wanted to let all of you know that we have also been very successful here at the show. Part of the reason that we come here is to talk to our sponsors and find new potential sponsors. And I'm very happy to announce that Weatherbeta has signed on for Radiothon, so there will be a Radiothon number 3. And you heard earlier in the show, if you missed it, you heard... horse lovers stop by, and it looks like, I don't know, that's the first I heard it on the show today, that there might be more products for review this year by the auditors. So if you're not an auditor, just head to our Horse Radio Network page or Facebook page, horseradionetwork.com or horsesinthemorning.com, and you'll see the auditor banner. For as little as a dollar a month, you can become an auditor as well and then be eligible to test products and get free stuff. I can guarantee you that some of the auditors last year got products worth about 30 years worth of what they're donating to the Horse Radio Network to become an auditor. And half of that money that we get every month goes out to the hosts. So and I know they truly appreciate it too. Their paycheck goes up every month and they know it's because of you. So we're very excited about some of the new sponsors that we have coming on board as well. Road to the Horse. We're very happy to say that Horseware is sponsoring Road to the Horse again as a title sponsor, and WeatherBeta is sponsoring our Rolex coverage again. And we're so excited that they're all on board for that. Road to the Horse is going to be interesting this year because it is all women. All the competitors are women, and that's going to be a lot of fun to cover that. We got to see, let me think about who all of you would know this weekend. We got to see a couple of riders who I can't mention that were here incognito. But we also got to see Carrie Whaley, who's one of our auditors. She stopped by and bought a whole bunch of stuff. She kind of sells also. She's a little bit of a retailer. So we got to meet her, and we posted a picture of her on our Facebook page as well. We're going to be coming back to you tomorrow with a jumping episode, and then Wednesday, Jamie's back, and we have our normal shows then for most of the month, I believe. At the end of the month, I'm heading to PodFest, and we're going to be doing we're going to be seeing the movie The Messengers is coming out and doing a red carpet there. So, and I know that some of you are planning on attending. Everybody's invited. All our listeners are invited. It is on February the 24th in Orlando. So if you're in Florida at all and you want to come to the red carpet, get dressed up premiere of The Messengers, a documentary about podcasting that the Horse Radio Network is featured in. Rumor has it that they're starting the movie with us, but you know, these movie guys can change that every 10 minutes till it actually comes out. So I don't know. They did film us making coffee about a half an hour's worth. We'd make a pot of coffee and they'd film it, and they say, well, the steam's not enough. So we'd make another pot of coffee. And we did that for about a half an hour and kept dumping out the coffee. So, we're looking forward to seeing the movie. I'm going to be all dressed up, and Jennifer and I will be there on the red carpet. We're hoping that we know that some of our sponsors and hosts are coming over for that. If you're interested in joining us on the red carpet and for the party after, everybody is welcome. No cost at all. It's at the Caribe Royale, a very fancy hotel in Orlando, on February the 24th at 7 p.m. So if you're interested in coming and joining us and being part of the fun, then just drop me an email at glenn@horseradionetwork.com. And we'll look forward to having you on board. We also found a ton of new prizes for really bad ads. We're going to have multiple prizes every month now. So you're going to want to tune in on Friday's show to hear what the new prizes are this month. One of them I announced earlier is Kelly Heard Jewelry. We'll be donating a $50 gift certificate towards jewelry. Now, we're going to do something special with that for Valentine's Day coming up in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. And then he's going to do one of those a month, as well as we have a whole bunch of other products. I can tell you that I know Noble Outfitters, one of your favorite product lines. Noble Outfitters is going to be donating a couple products each month for the giveaway or for the really bad ads as well. So we have a lot coming to you after this show, and we're glad that you were here joining us. Jennifer is trying to round up our last guest or two. So while we're waiting, hang in there with us. We'll play part of another song. I'll give you another Templeton Thompson, and we'll be back with more in just a minute.
Me hurts. Guess it wasn't such a perfect landing. Yeah, I'm still alive. Not sure how I survived. It was a hell of a ride till it ended. I guess that's why. what you get when you leave. You don't always end up on your feet. Oh, there's easier ways I could go.
I told you Jennifer would nab a guest, and she has. The guest we had booked was busy.
I literally
stuff.
Kidnapped one.
So she literally kidnapped one. His name is Gary. He's from Gray Wall Equestrian Tech. And Jennifer told me about you. She met you yesterday, I think, and said you had the best laugh in the world.
So, She's lying.
See, it is the best laugh in the world. You're absolutely right. All right, that's it. Interview's over. That's all we have to do right there. It's a perfect way to end the show. But you do have product, too, don't you, Gary?
Yes, we do.
All right, we have to record that.
See?
Use that
we can have
future.
A laugh track for our shows. It's awesome.
All right, Gary, what do you got?
Okay.
Right in the mic.
Okay, we do have the bridles right in front of you, right in your hand, bridle.
So describe this. What is it? It's synthetic, right?
No, this is leather.
Oh, it is leather. Yeah,
it is
all
leather, okay. Top grain leather, and it's made in India, and this is used for the fox hunting industry.
Right.
And
It has a wide brow band and a wide nose band.
It's a traditional hunt bridle.
Right.
But they have totally kicked it up because a traditional hunt bridle has a flat nose band and a flat brow band, and they're wide.
Right.
And what they did is they put onto it a polo belt. And a polo belt are those beautiful leather belts that you see that have the geometric patterns embroidered onto them. And they've taken that geometric polo belt pattern and they've put it onto the brow band and the nose band.
And the rein at the end of the rein.
And it's just gorgeous.
It is really cool.
Thank you, guys.
Kicks it up a notch.
It's really
it
unique.
Did, yes.
And that seems to be Gray Wall's.
You mean hunts are allowing
wild? No, you wouldn't wear this in the hunt field. This is for at home.
For showing
stuff.
Say, are we finally stepping out in the hunt field?
Right.
But that seems to be your specialty is these really beautiful, unique bridle designs.
We have taken it to the next level. Not from the traditional bridles. We are just putting more designs and more flair to it.
Yeah. Well, you'd get noticed with this. It's really
that's
cool.
That's true. And we have matching belts with that goes
with. And you can match the belt.
Match the belt. Yeah. Yes. So the rider and the horse have the exact same design.
And this is lovely quality leather. And it's a really nice finish and the good, tight, small stitching because good stitching is really, really small.
Right. Correct.
So it's
like
a well-made bridle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And So, and how about how many different bridle designs do you have about?
40, 50.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you can match your color.
Yes,
and not a one of them is boring. You have patent leather. You have color patent leather.
Yes,
you have braided. You have partly braided.
I missed this stand. I have to stop by.
He's up there in the front corner.
Yeah,
it's just gorgeous stuff.
I have to stop by.
And one of the other interesting things is how Gray Wall got started. Tell me that story.
Well, my daughter just started riding.
You have two daughters.
I have two daughters. Both are in college, thank God. And my older one started riding a few years ago, and I'm sitting with one of my my other businesses called American Plastics. We do injection molding. And my daughter and I'm sitting with one of my clients in California. We are from California. And I'm complaining about how expensive my daughter's hobbies are.
Oh, you're a horse dad.
I'm a horse dad.
He is a horse dad.
And the gentleman I was talking to, he said, you know the product. You know all about the raw materials that goes into the blanket, the bridles, the boots. Why don't you just do something along those lines? And it would be a good small business. That's how I started it. So one thing led to another, and 5 years later, we are doing Ada Show for the second time.
Wow. See, I'm a horse husband, so I relate to this. That's how I got into this whole business, too, was being a horse husband. So you just found a way to actually make money because of your daughter's expensive hobby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And your two daughters help with the business, don't they?
Yes, they do. And that's the best part of this Gray Wall Equestrian Tech is when we do the trade shows, I only go with my two girls. And it is the time I can bond with my two girls because they
They're off doing their own thing.
They're doing their own thing. Even when they come home, they don't want to spend any time with dad or mom. It is with friends. And this is the time it is. I have them full time. So this is, I enjoy traveling.
Do you hope
with them.
That they'll take over the business when they're out of school and do something with it?
I can only hope.
Yeah.
There are no warranties here.
Yeah. It's true. It is kids.
Yeah. No, I mean, she said, Dad, I'm not sure. Hey, I'm not guaranteeing I'm going to be in the business. So.
Mm-hmm.
Does she still ride? Does she ride at college?
She rode in college, but she changed her major. Now she's a biology major, and she has a lot of homework.
Well, she might actually make money when she comes out of college. Now.
Yes, a useful degree. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, exactly.
Something she can actually use.
Yeah. No, I'm happy what the kids are doing. Very happy.
Well, that's great. Yeah, congratulations on developing a company out of just necessity and need.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Need for paying for this expensive
hobby. Exactly. No, that's true.
And it's really cool that it gives you the ability to relate to your horse-crazy kids.
Exactly.
Because that can
be
hard. You
still have the other business, too?
Oh, yes, yeah? I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the mothership.
Yeah. What's that one called? Can we say?
American Plastics.
American Plastics.
Yeah.
And your raw material?
We sell raw materials, yes.
Oh, wow.
All over U.S., Canada, and South America.
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
A real businessman.
Yeah, that's
not
right.
Not like us schmucks. Yeah. Yeah.
We have been in, American Plastics has been in business for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And that did you start that company as well?
With $1,000.
Is that right?
Wow.
Yes. And when I started that, I thought...
You couldn't even buy a mold for that.
That's nothing. So I started with $1,000, and my biggest fear was if I lose it, I can get a job at McDonald's or something in the evening from my regular job and make up my $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you did something right.
Now, well, I was lucky. I was, to be very honest, I was very lucky. I was at the right place at the right time.
How big is American Plastics now?
Well, we have about 20 employees full-time.
Wow.
56,000 square feet warehouse.
And what? So you're selling plastics for what kind of products?
Mostly outdoors. Outdoor industry.
Outdoor.
That's his next thing. He's going to start making jumps.
Jumps, the next. Plastic. Yep. Right,
yeah, that's big business nowadays, is plastic jumps. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for stopping by and laughing for us.
Thank you,
okay?
sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for letting me kidnap you.
We need to cut that piece out and use it over and over
again.
I'm
going
to
mark the time on that one.
Thanks, Gary. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. We're going to wrap things up here from Ada. We appreciate you being with us this morning. And Jennifer, thanks for filling in here when Kat had to run out.
So much fun.
Jennifer's usually wrangling and taking pictures. There won't be many pictures.
There won't be many pictures for the show, no.
But we did get a couple anyway, and we're glad that Kat got to meet.
Got to hang out for a little while anyway.
Yeah, got to hang out for a little bit. Kat lives about 4 miles from us, from Benefab, and we never see her.
We never see her.
So,
nope.
Well, we saw her more at the show than we have in the last 6 months. As I said, Emily's back tomorrow, right?
Yes.
For jumping?
Jumping show. Woo-hoo!
Oh, and there goes
a really big bulldog.
Bulldog. A really big bulldog.
Really big bulldog. Yeah.
So, distraction. ADD.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. I'm sorry. You don't see a really big bulldog walk by here very often. We'll be back, as we said, we're heading home tonight. So we'll be live on the air again tomorrow with Emily doing the jumping show. And then Jamie will be back on Wednesday with all kinds of stories from the pictures I've been seeing.
Yep.
So she's had visits from auditors as well, just like we did here this weekend.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Okay.